This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, a little before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. Thinking about all the stuff again this week, you know, and I've been a bit preoccupied. I'm trying to get ready for some projects for next summer, believe it or not. Well, it's snowing outside today in my part of the world. But I was thinking about, you know, I always think I'm getting prepared for the show. You know how that goes. I know all the hosts do this. We get really prepared. We get our thoughts in order and we get organized. And then, at least for me, I get derailed about 2/3 of the time by something that drops in. You know, and I always consider it my personal message from the creation and the creator, from God. You know, actually, it's funny. And I was in a dialogue this week, so I wanted to get some perspective on sort of how is Europe looking at this from a sort of political kind of view, or just, you know, what is people's perception? And there's someone I know who's worked in the European Parliament and now the European Commission and the Science and Technology Directorate for 25 years. Okay, so for a very long time, since one of my very early trips into Europe. So I've maintained this dialogue, and I had a couple-hour conversation with this person about what's going on and my perception versus their perception. And I got an email, actually it was a text message on Skype just before I was coming on the air. And I want to read it to you, because now this is a career person. This individual speaks 9 languages, has a PhD in economics from the University of Munich, master's level work, University of Moscow, undergraduate work in University of Bulgaria, and when I talked with this person about what was happening in the world and what my take on it was, I mentioned the power of human souls in that conversation. And then this was the question that she asked me this morning, just before I came on. Did you say something about people being made in the image of a creator? If so, what did you mean? Whoa. I mean, it took my breath away coming into this broadcast this morning. What? If so, what did you mean? The fact that someone so well-educated with, and I know the person well enough to know kind of culturally, sort of the exploration of museums and art and all of it, history, archaeology, anthropology, all of it. And to not have ever embraced that set of words and even think about the concept of it. Wow. Blew me away, ladies and gentlemen, because fundamentally, you know, I think the 3 major religions in the world, Christianity, Islam, the Jewish faith, these are, and even most of the esoteric it sees us as an expression of something divine, the creator itself. The fact that someone wouldn't know what that means tells me I should talk about that today. So I want to start out the broadcast talking about what does it mean and what have I read recently that might help illustrate what that means in the context of science and technology, the language that most people get. Well, there was a recent study released. In fact, it was released just in the last week. So it's all very timely, as these things always are. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We've got some messages coming up. These are incredibly important to support this network on the high points of the week. This is the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off, a very rare sale is going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
All right. I want to pick right up where I left off, because I'm kind of excited about this, because it's a great question, you know, and it's a question that deserves an answer. And what I read this week that really just blew me away was a science article about the human brain and the neuroconnections and the pathways through the brain and all of these centers of the brain that have been identified and imaged and put in a three-dimensional model, if you will. And this is what is really interesting, is that three-dimensional model at scale, you know, really small, you know, when you think about our brain compared to the size of, say, the universe, as an example, you know, which is all the galaxies. And, you know, and all the energy flowing between these, bodies of mass, which is an expression of energy, if you really understand it, you know, without going over the math, but if you really understand it. And so here's what the brain is on scale. You can look at the brain on scale, and they did, and it scales perfectly with the universe. Let me say that again. The human brain scales perfectly with the universe. The energy centers correlate with galaxies and energy centers that are identified as mass throughout the universe. And it's, you know, think about that as sort of a beginning point for this idea of being created in the image and likeness of God, being in the image and likeness of a creator and what that really means. So I've expressed it differently in different programs through the last few years. In InfoWars, one of the ways I've talked about it is a holographic thing, you know, sort of like if you look at a hologram, you keep slicing it up and slicing it up into smaller and smaller bits, but you still see the same image in it. It's still got a complete whole in it. It's complete in it. So by analogy, by comparison, you know, we're kind of like that hologram, and now science is even telling us more about it. This is the power of it, you see, because if we can learn how to work through our consciousness, and the brain, the mind, is sort of the bridge between different aspects of what we are, okay? It's the bridge place between the flesh and the physical and the emotional and the mental that connects us to the spiritual, which is connecting us to consciousness itself. And it's expressed in our very physiology, even in the mathematics of living organisms. You see it throughout nature. You can read about this. You can study this. It's not taught as integrated science anymore, because there is no integrated science. There hasn't been in many, many, many decades, which is the whole in all of it, the void in all of it. And you know that void actually in the universe, the empty space, actually contains something, like the brain contains water for all that space around all those neuro connections and energy centers within the brain that correlate to the universe and all of the galaxies in the universe. Does that seem so strange that God would express itself in one form as all, the everything, and then you're creating that image? What does that mean? And there would be different ways of seeing that if we could ever get the resolution high enough to look within. So we're doing it on a fleshy sort of basis still, mapping neural pathways, looking at the body, looking at our biology, when underlying this is also another system, I've talked about it. And other people get all weirded out about it sometimes, but it's a true system. You can measure it. And it's the electromagnetic system of the human body. It's expressed in a lot of different ways through thousands of years by those who could see and understand what they were looking at or feeling or sensing when we weren't so tuned out from what we are. Because here's what happens. We're in a soup of noise, electromagnetic noise from a scientific perspective. There's a billion times more electromagnetic radiation around us, man-made actually, than existed in nature a little over 120 years ago. So we are in a soup of noise, a soup of electromagnetic noise that has shut us off from what we are. We no longer connect to anything natural. And now they want to cover our faces and hold us in our homes in a mass arrest of our consciousness and our physical bodies all at the same time. As the information pipeline dumps its cesspool of information into our minds, because most of it is tailored just for what you want to hear, what will appeal to the flesh, what will appeal to your base personality. And that's what we need to resist and wake up from and recognize what we are and who we are and not get pushed around by those that would intrude on the very essence of what we are. And this is the technology of the 21st century that I've been talking about for 25 years in science terms, okay? In the science of it. So there's 1,600 references in the four books that are still on InfoWars that lay the matrix out for you if you need that level of diving. Go ahead, dive in. And then I challenge you to challenge me in this way. Don't believe what I say. Look it up yourself and take possession of your life and start acting as a creator you were intended to be and do what you can do with the faith of a mustard seed. All right, just start with that. What does that mean? In the context of being created in the image of a creator, it means simply this. What you know to be right and true, you begin to act on it. And metaphorically and realistically, you will move mountains. Let me say it again, not just metaphorically, although that will happen too, because that's usually the place people start. And then you'll see it expressed in the world, because that's who we are. That's what we are. That's what's possible in the 21st century. And what so much is lost sight of, and then I discover someone in their late 50s in the European Commission doesn't know what that means. Whoa. So, as I look at the world and determine, one, what platform change happens, it happens on the platform of values and belief systems. It happens on ideas that get expressed into how we create in the world, how we move our words into creation in the world. You see, that's the other thing that we have as human souls, the ability to create things. You know, in the last segment, Owen was talking about sex, all right, and how that's exploited, sexual energy and how that's exploited. You know, that's the core of creative energy. You know, within many of the occult rituals, and I've studied, I studied them. That was part of my earliest investigation in life, was all of the various religions and cults, all of the correlations between parapsychology and all of that. I did that in my, from the time I was about 12 till around 17, 18. And that reading was probably, I don't know, 1,000 titles. Something like that. A lot of books, a lot of material, a lot of inquiry, you know, but that's been my life, you know, is to learn a lot about a lot of different things and try and find some way to piece it together and sort of bring it together so that we might be more potent. And I'll tell you, the thing that gets in the way the most is a powerful intellect. You know, I tell you what, because to get to the finish line of knowing is a journey I would not wish on anyone. But here's what I do know is the path you pick is the right one. It's yours. It's yours individually. The creator has a relationship with you individually, whether you know it or not. And you can express yourself whether you know it or not. You're doing it. Either you're doing it with awareness or you're doing it unconsciously. And hey, the creator does care, but It doesn't matter. Let me say that again. Does care, but doesn't matter. What does that mean? Well, that means it's going to happen whether you're aware of it or not. You're going to participate whether you're aware of it or not. I believe that. I know a number of other people do, too. And because we believe that, it is so. Because the power of knowing is the power of faith, and that's how mountains get moved. And you're in it with us. You're in it with us every day that you listen, and then you try to internalize and change and project yourself in the world more efficiently, more lovingly, more kindly, with more power that we're created for. You know, I was thinking about this. Too many people build shells around themselves, artificial or otherwise. This is not what's needed to protect us. What's needed is to be higher expressions of kindness, higher expressions of love in the midst when you see none. Be that. Be that. Be the tip of the spear. Be that word that changes minds and hearts. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, just thinking about all this again this week, you know, because when I go into my week, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on in a couple of different areas. So I'm kind of moving in and out of a few different worlds. I'm trying to develop some things on my mining and tourism interests in Alaska, and I'm trying to develop at the same time my public agenda for what I do every week. So you kind of get it ready, and you do it. A lot of times you don't even realize you're doing it when it's happening. And so a lot of the material I read this week that was not intended for this program is going to end up here anyway. And that's the way it works. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate how it comes together, because all week long, everyone on the network is dealing with all different aspects of the politics and sort of what's behind it, and even, you know, the spiritual dimensions of all that as well. And at the end of the week, I get the fourth hour on a Friday to kind of wrap things up. And I always try to think about all this in maybe a little different way to get us to kind of break some of these patterns that we've gotten ourselves locked into. And this is the systems themselves support this. And this is sort of the other area of my research has been personal privacy and what people are now calling surveillance capitalism. But I just call it the push system, you know, the manipulation system, the system of grabbing you and choking you by the throat till the air is gone. And they just drag you around like a carcass, because that's how we're being treated on so many levels. And we don't even see it. There's a video that's trending, actually. It's called The Social Dilemma. I recommend it highly. It's timely right now, extremely timely. The Social Dilemma, I think it's a Netflix thing, but I did get a chance to see it. And it's so much of what we've been saying for 25 years, for a quarter of a century. And it's rolled out. And so I get into that a bit about what does all this mean and how does that work and what does it mean for you? Well, what it means for you, every one of us who's a you, that's all of us, me, you, everybody, even me. I go into the internet. Believe me, I do, because I get my research and things there. But what keeps getting narrowed is what I can look at, you see, because it keeps tailoring to my search patterns and then keeps shoving garbage at me that it wants me to click on. Don't click on that stuff. Just ignore it. Always drive your own awareness. All right. This is the first step. Don't take the bait. It's designed, if you think about it, as having a digital pheromones attached to you. You know, it's your formula for grabbing you by the throat and choking the air out of you so you just are a carcass being dragged around. Don't be that. Don't be that. So how do you avoid it? One of the best inoculations is don't take the bait. Do your searches. Try to find the safe engines. You know, don't use the Googles if you can help it, but sometimes it's just more efficient. All right, whatever the excuse is, just make sure you're driving the search. All right? You drive the search for your own information, because otherwise you're being driven to the search. So whether it's the negative view or the positive view or the other 50 million, 7 billion views, the one that will be your fingerprint in the digital world is already defined. Your fingerprint has already been given up. Your digital blueprint for your whole life has been spread out on the internet like like litter dumped on the highway for people just to rummage through as they will, as they happen to blow by it. That's wrong, fundamentally wrong. I was in another conversation with a friend of mine that used to be real high up in Microsoft. He's not anymore. But he still has the concepts that were delivered there that I still have a hard time with. And it's the personal privacy. So he's got some ideas, and they're actually patents, that he wants to push out there so that we can all have some ability to screen out our personal privacy and all that, which is a great idea as far as it goes. But I still don't trust the systems. And more importantly, I don't think we should be asked the questions. Now, my good friend takes exception to that because, you know, I mean, if he can make money on the patents, that'd be great for him. But here's how I view it. You should not be allowed, that's the me in you and the you in me, none of us should be allowed to give up our personal privacy as an option by checking the box, I accept the terms. No one should ever be able to ask you to do that. Let me say that again. No one should ever be able or allowed legally to ask you to give up your rights. That would be, okay, if that was all okay, then they could ask you, for instance, hey, how about giving up your right to be free and just be my slave and I'll pay your family X dollars? See, we don't allow that, right? Because that's immoral. That's wrong. But we allow it with our free speech, the fundamental that gets us to not knowing that piece of information, that selling each other into slavery is wrong. The reason we know that is because we have free speech coming out of our soul as long as we remain free. And understand what liberty is. Liberty begins in our awareness. Liberty begins in what we were created to be. Liberty begins there. That is where freedom happens. And then from that realm of the unseen, it drops in between our ears, in our brains, in our minds, in our consciousness, in our connection to what's high and what's fleshy and low. And in that translation is formed our personality and our individuality within our brain, right? That's what we are. But we start with the programming that people start shoving on us in lots of different ways, right? Our parents program, that's their job. That's our job. Society programs too. Our culture does too. A whole lot of other interests do too. And now they do it on steroids because they compete not for your consciousness in the same way just yet, but they're competing for your attention. They want your attention because that makes you a commodity that can be sold. So, you know, we're kind of stuck in the digital world right now in a lot of ways, but we can choose how we enter it, how we exit it, how we oscillate within it. To a great extent still. But here's what the New World Order and the deep state fears the most. People who are fearless. People who know who they are and what they were created in the image and likeness of and what that truly means at the root of what we are. And there are a lot of people awakening to that. And people ask me, I asked the question of this bureaucrat in Belgium. I said, how do you think I started doing this 25 years ago? You know, who do you think I was trying to reach? And she said, oh, millions and millions and millions of people. And I said, no, that wasn't why I did this and not why I started this. I did this to only hope with the best of hopes to reach one, the right one. And I believe I have. And I believe that right one is you, every one of you. That's it. All I wanted to do is give some information so you would start asking yourselves, ourselves, each of us, what's important? How do we project in the world? And let's do it better. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with my Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is CompareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of MyPatriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here, really. And I was thinking about all this, you know, and just as I ended that last segment talking about one person is all that really matters, and it's you, right? I mean, it really is you. You know, it's not waiting for the other guy. And I go back to when I started this work over 25 years ago. What I said then, and I say it now, and I mean it sincerely, I didn't want to organize an organization. Okay, not that that's a wrong way to approach things. I just knew that wasn't going to be mine this time around and what I was about to do.
I wasn't going to create some big complex organization. Alex's team is here. It's there, and it's big and it's complex. And I thank God that Alex did this and with all of you, because I can still do what I intended to do, which was be a committee of one. Here I am, the committee of one, just like you, and begin to act on what I believe to be right and true. And my example would show that you could make things change in the world. That's what I've been doing. I never organized a big organization. The most I ever had was a couple of part-time people. And I did that deliberately because my whole mission was to empower you. If I could only wake up one, it would be enough if it was the right person who would decide to do something about what they cared about. Not necessarily even anything I cared about, but just recognizing the created power of what we are again. And to not know that is a heartbreaking thing for me, to know how many don't know that. But I do know this about that. It doesn't require pure knowing. It requires honesty, internal integrity. That when you don't know, don't start saying you do. Believe something that you don't believe. Go as far as your belief and knowing will take you. Not hoping, mixing that up with believing, but knowing. And then what you don't know, voice with your mouth, ask for the knowledge, and the path will be cleared for you. It'll be your own. It won't be mine. It won't be down at the local congregation that I might pick for you. It'll be something for you, and it might be that. It might be any number of things. But at least start asking the deeper questions and find meaning, because I think that's all we ever search for within this lifetime is our own personal meaning and how we project into it. How do we create into it? Many of us were privileged to engage in creation in a way that created children. Wow. And then we either did okay with them or we screwed them up. And I had an occasion to do a little of each. I think I had six. But this is what I would say about all that. Is our creative force in the world is so much more than what we will even allow ourselves. And a lot of this comes from our lack of recognition, first of all, of what we are, as I started the broadcast today with people not even knowing that this is even a possibility or even a question to ask or even a thought to have. What are we created in the image of? And does it really matter? I think it does. But I don't think it matters so much to how the thing ends, you know, and that's why I feel we can do this fearlessly if we have a knowing that isn't just the believing. You're not just warming the bench, you know, warming the pew because you want to believe. You actually arrive there sometime in your life and you have a knowing that's so deep that when you pray, you know God hears. And when you're silent, you know God knows and acts anyway. Because his will is done anyway, through us, whether we know it or not. He blasts me, oh no, the presidency, it's so horrible, what's going on? Yes, it is. But in the end of the day, no one achieves that office and sits on that place of authority without permission from the Creator. It's the way that works. Might not see it. Doesn't mean we don't do what we're doing. We do all those things that we're doing. And we engage our lives fully on based on a platform of values that are internalized first, externalized next, spoken with our word consistently, so our word has integrity, the same kind of integrity as a look within. And here's what happens when we look within, because you know every single flaw that you have, every little speck of dust on your body. You actually know it unless you've ignored your consciousness enough to block it out. But most of us haven't done that. But we become highly critical of ourselves, right? We become very judgmental of ourselves. We take the judgment that is God's and we take it as if it is ours. And only a certain amount is. The amount that says, hey, you need to improve. You need to take a different step in a different direction. That's the nudging of the universe, of the Creator for you, but you still get to choose, okay? You still get to say, oh, okay, I will or I won't. All right, that's how it plays out.
this is what I know. The possibility that there is millions and millions of people waking up to what's possible, stepping into the gifts of the Spirit and what that means at a deeper level, and manifesting it in the world. And it doesn't only takes one, the right one. And here's what I know. I know how the story ends, so I remain an internal optimist. I say a pathological optimist to some people because I just can't let it go. And don't think I don't get bummed out and heavy-hearted. I do. I do. And when I do, I know that it's my fleshy component. It's the part of me that identifies with the body, and not the part of me that identifies with the universal. And as soon as I pay attention to that and realize that, that heavy-heartedness is falling, again, a way of falling into your flesh and into your fear. You can't do it. The world comes at us from every single angle to do that, and we can't allow it. And again, you know, I'm thinking about man's search for meaning. And one of the early courses I took it at a community college class in Irving, Texas, when I was living down there. And the guy who taught it was the information technology VP for Sun Oil Company, but he loved teaching. That was his gift. And he could learn a computer language in a week. That's how he got the job he had in those days, 1980, 81, something like that. And, you know, when I think back on that and what he said, there was a book he recommended. It was called Man the Manipulator. And I read it. I recommend it. I've talked about it before because this is how my mind works. In 1980, man, it's still right there at the tip of my tongue and in my awareness because it's important right now. And it was a contrast in a humanities context of being manipulated or being persuaded at a time before all of this was possible. You see, this was before the information age had taken over the whole program in such a dramatic way as it sees it today. And we saw it coming, and we thought about the implications of that in that community college class. You know, I remember it well. And I still have the paper somewhere in one of my files I wrote thinking about that concept. But when I look back on all of it, today we're still the same human souls we were thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago. The body we're in has a very similar form, you know. I mean, hey, we shave a little more now and clean up a little easier, a little more often. But the world as such has gone through a lot, and man knows very little about it. You know, and there's the whole flood story, right? I mean, we talked about sort of this whole flood story. And the last week, I've been looking at archaeology and thinking about some of my friends. Graham Hancock's work is one of them. And I met Graham a couple occasions. And I think about what's going on in the world today in the context of what has come before. And from all of the oddball esoteric sources and the straight science sources, there's a merger coming and an explosion happening and a trauma about to come that's going to change the face of the world and change the way we see the world. And that's the name of the game in the 21st century, folks. What's it going to look like on the other side? You are the creator with the creator. Let's make a change. You're the tip of the spear. We'll be right back.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Well, man, it always goes so down. Fast.
No,
it always goes so fast
down.
You know, when you think about all the things happening in the world, and this hour just sort of evaporates on me every week. But I appreciate you tuning in and giving me your time, because I consider time the most valuable commodity of all. And I want to say something about that, because, you know, what we share here in our time, in our life, in our breath of life, when we share our time, you know, that's the greatest gift we give each other, whether we know it or not. Whether we think it has no value or not. And I've said this many times also on this broadcast. I'll tell you when it has a whole lot of value is when you live your last second of life. You know those last few seconds? A good friend of mine, Amy, she's a hospice nurse up in the Hamptons. So she meets a lot of different people, you know. A lot of people that have been very successful, done really well. And the end of life is always the same. For everyone. She's met a lot of different people at the end of life in her career. It's always the same. There's a lot of recognition in that moment of what's really important, of what has high value, and it's how you spent your time. And it wasn't on what you spent your time, it was who it was with. The who it was with. You know, your brothers and sisters in life also created in the image and likeness of the Creator, just like you. Whether you like them or not.
And I always say, you know, if you live your life with this kind of in mind, and something I learned from the indigenous, you know, they always think many, many generations ahead when I work with Alaskan indigenous. And I think that's true. I think that's something they held on to that's valuable, extremely valuable. Multi-generational knowledge, reaching backwards so you have historical perspective, and reaching forward, knowing what you have to affect and change. This is a powerful place to be, something we need to remember again. The multi-generational perspective, you see, the broader, the bigger perspective that goes beyond those we love and those we hate, that goes beyond the moment, that goes to the great-great-grandchildren of all of us that we've not met yet, and we have no animosity to, and they enter the world pure and clean with just their original sin around them. That then is the challenge, right? The toil of the earth, the sorting it out that we each get in our journey through it. You know, you can do Solomon's journey. I pray no one has to do that, but I know this. I know this. Solomon would do it all over again. And I think at the final analysis, many people would say, oh, no, I wouldn't do it again. Yeah, you would. I think you would do it again if it could take you to a better place. And this is it. This is our challenge. And about the self-criticism thing I was talking a little bit about in the last segment, we can be very hard on ourselves and crush our self-images to the point of immobility. Let me say it again. We can be so judgmental, so hard by seeing every flaw within ourselves that we just shut this thing down because, oh, how could anyone as horrible and ugly as what we know ourselves to be do any of this? Well, wait a second, all right? Just take another breath. Take a breath, for God's sake, truly. Because here's how it is. There is a way to let go of that, you know. But more importantly is the judgment will come. Okay, that's fair enough. But it will come not from you judging yourself. What that is your conscious gauge. That's your mini version of your macro version of the Creator telling you, hey, wake up and listen to what you know and begin to act. Now, if you keep shutting that down, then you got a problem. Okay, because it'll quit talking very loudly, and the voice gets quieter and quieter until the voice is gone, and you're a sociopath. Don't do that. Don't let fear drive you there, because that's one of the outcomes. There's a lot of other outcomes for fear, but that's not the one you want. You got to grab the fear, and you got to see where the source is, and if you can't choke it out yourself, then you have to reach out to your brothers and sisters around you, perhaps, or to the infinite that is always within you at every moment. So, you know, lift each other up for a change, because we all need it right now, more than you ever thought. The InfoWars needs it too, and you guys are there. We're all in it to win it together. And I appreciate that, you know, and we all do our bit in lots of different ways, and it's important to continue to do that within your neighborhood, within your families. But what everyone says at the end of the day is it's the relationships that matter. Okay, if they're not letting you out of your house, pick up the phone. Not this text nonsense of abbreviated communication. Not this distant, mask-covered gulag that we're running around in. Try and find the places where you can still have a conversation, whether it's on the phone or if you're nervous and you want to be distanced, or I don't care about any of that, but I do care that we're not communicating with each other. And I'm a little bit upset about that, because if we can't reach and touch each other in the way that humans are intended to be, then we begin to shut down our possibilities. We can't allow that. Liberty in the 21st century needs to be restored. It starts with us individually recognizing what we are, begin to recognize the power of our words and how we project in the world, and take control of those words and what they shape, and begin to shape it in the image and likeness of what you would like to see created in the world. Think about it like your children, you know. Who would you like them to turn out like, and how would you do it, you know, without sparing the rod too often, you know, okay? But let's look at it differently. Let's look at it with a fresher view that says, man, are we in for some trauma? Because that's a truth that we all can see coming. We're all in the middle of it. A whole lot of people are immune from it because of where they're sitting right now, but we're all in the middle of it. And here's what I know about trauma. Trauma is the beginning of change, unfortunately. And I've talked about this in the past, the disappearance of my dad, the trauma that was as a 14-year-old. And it was truly a trauma. But what I would say about that, it was also the greatest blessing I ever received. In the midst of that pain, I discovered what the possibility was. Let me say it again. And my dad disappeared. The body was never recovered. It was a plane loss. It's a long story. No time in 3 minutes to tell it today. What I can say about it is that as a 14-year-old with four younger brothers and sisters and an older sister, my mom in her 30s, and this thing happens. Okay, it changes you a lot, especially when you don't get definition. There's no body. There's no conclusion. It changes you a lot. It's traumatic. It's horrible. There's nothing I can tell you about the pain of all of that would explain it unless you've been there and explain the loss to someone close. And if you've explained and experienced that loss and cursed God in that moment, let me ask you this. In that moment, there was an opportunity and God gave it to you, as traumatic as it was, to be shocked into seeing the world in a different way. It happened for me. That trauma was the greatest gift God ever gave me because it changed me, caused me to go within, think deeply about what was important and what I was doing and whether that lifted or tore apart or built and what was going to be my purpose. And I gave up childhood at 14. In my head, in my voice, I said it. And I decided a different path. A path towards wisdom is what I asked and prayed for. God, if I had known the path that would entail, I might have chosen differently. But having traveled a path and gained just a little tiny bit of wisdom, it was worth it. And I'd do it again. I'd endure every pain I ever endured, and I endured a lot for those that know me well. And I would do it again. I would do it all again to just get a measure of wisdom. And to have experienced the grace of God that I have in having experienced those traumas and am still standing at 62 and very healthy. And I'm appreciative of all of it and grateful for it. And that's it. You know, the attitude is so much of what we're manifesting in the world. The sense of possibilities are still here in the world. They're greater than they've ever been if we can wake up and remember what we are. Because we can take the narrative a very different path. We can reshape it a very different way. At the end, that's how it's going to turn out. So we can bring heaven onto earth through our own individual lives the best we can in the midst of the fear and anger and animosity we see around the world. Or we can succumb. I think we can lift each other. This is that moment. This is that time to awaken to what is possible in each of our individual lives, projected into our families, our communities, and within our friendships. Let's find a higher order of awareness that changes the world, that takes power back from those that would rob us of it. This is Nick Begich, and you've been listening to The InfoWar.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.